Good morning. And also, if you're a visitor, you might have some visitors here. We welcome you this morning, and we're glad you chose to worship with us. And we're going to open God's Word here and talk about Him, because that's why we're here, to talk about Him. What?
Children's church.
Oh, children's church. That's a. I do children's church. You think I'd remember sometimes, you know? But I can't remember. Anyway, in fact, here's what our life looks like sometimes: battered and bruised, and this is what life deals out sometimes, and it's not easy. We go through some really hard times, and it looks like this, but the good news is what's inside. Amen. That's what matters. What's inside? We are blessed, that's for sure. This morning, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, but God's always prepared, so that's what matters, and we trust Him completely. And it's kind of really neat because we're talking in Sunday school about trusting God too, and how, you know, God wants us to trust Him. So I want to talk about that a little bit, and I'm going to try to make it short as I can. I don't have a lot, but I'm going to share with you what I do have, and I think it's important to understand that I do have notes. So I'm going to go, you know, like I say, I basically just wanted to talk a little bit about trust and what that really means. And, you know, I like to look up the definition of words and what they mean. And because I'm funny because I'm all about application. You know, how does this apply to my life? How can I live this out before God? That's what I want to know. You know, everybody's different. God calls, you know, some people just really... You know, Eric's great at history and all these things, and Heath is such a great teacher and all these things, and I'm about application. That's kind of who I am a little bit. And so I look at God's Word, and how can this apply to me, you know? Or I like to say, how can I apply my life to it and be more like Jesus? Because that's what God's called us to do. He's conforming us to the image of His Son. And so I want to get my phone out because I cannot read that clock. I'll be up here all day. And I know you don't want that, so I'm just going to keep this right here. But trust. And what can you say about trust if you don't go to the scripture that we all pretty much know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Most people, you know it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will set your path straight. That's the one that I learned. And, you know, this crazy world that we live in is just, there's so many things happening and going on. And, you know, it's hard. We have to trust God, and that's what it's about. It's about really trusting God. And the ultimate trust that we do is we trust God for our salvation. That's first and foremost. We're trusting Jesus Christ that He died for me. And, you know, we are blessed to know that, to have that. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, this trusting and understanding, I think, is important too. Real quick, I want to do a commercial real quick, because I went down to Seth's skate shop, and because I do skate church, you know, with Seth once in a while when Martin and Linda are gone, or they're doing their ministry, and so they'll ask me to fill in. So I was able to go down there, me and my brother, he's here from Hawaii, and we got to visit and pray with Seth and just had a really great time with him and talk about the Lord, because That's what we like to do. We like to talk about God. No, I take that back. We love to talk about God because God's our favorite subject. You know me, I say that all the time. I just wanted to talk about trust and about, I like to look at it as, I ask myself, what is your default? What is it that you go to when there's things that happen in life and you don't understand? Is, do you have a default? Is there somewhere you go or something you go to or someone you go to? What is your default? And that's what I want to talk. And I really love, you know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it, we've said it so many times, it just becomes cliche. And it's like, oh, there's no, it's not really. It's just a, you know, 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord. Oh, yeah, I've heard that a million times. But do we really stop and think about how great that is, about trusting in God? And that's what I want to talk about a little bit. And for me, that is my default. I trust God implicitly. I have to, because the world is so many things that are happening and going on. You know, how do we deal with that? And then when times happen in our lives where we don't understand and you think, God, what are you doing? You know, God doesn't work on my timeline or the way that I want him to. And so I'm like, you know what, God, I don't understand that. But anyway, let's get into this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will set your paths straight. So I looked up trust and listen, this is so great. I love, this is the definition. It says that assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Listen to that. Does that sound like God? Does that sound like what we have with God, that we can trust his character? That it says assured reliance. Assured reliance. I love that. We have an assured reliance that we can rely on God and God's character. What a great thing. When you trust, you're relying on the character of God, that God is faithful, even when I'm not. And I blow it all the time. I mean, I'll be the first one to stand up. But God is always faithful, and we can trust that assured reliance on the character, ability, we know he has the ability, the strength, we know he has the strength, or truth. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth of someone or something. One in which confidence is placed, dependence on something future or contingent, hope, hope. See, the world doesn't have hope. We have hope. We have hope because Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, rose from the grave, and sits at the right hand of the Father. We have hope. And man, that's what gets me up in the morning. I know that I'm trusting Jesus. And I know that someday, you know, I'm going to stand and see him face to face. I know that for a fact. I'm as sure of that as I'm as sure as anything. And that is a great thing to be able to have that, to trust him every day. And that's what we're called to do. We don't just put our trust in him. I got saved as a little kid, which I did. You know, most of you know that. But it's also trusting him every day. And I get up and go throughout the day. I have to trust you, God, because this life is so uncertain. And there's so many things that are happening and going on. That what else can we trust in? Is there something else in my midst? Is there something else we can trust in this world? Because I don't know what that is. God is always faithful. And it's his character that we know that we can trust in that. And that's a great thing. That's part of the good news. And I can be excited about that. Sometimes, you know, when things happen in life and you go through these things, you know, we just need to go back to Christianity 101. Go back to the basics, you know. So I just need to know, God, that you're there for me, that you love me. And for me personally, my go-to place is I sit at his feet, and that's what I do. That's where I go. That's where I like to be. And I can sit there and tell him my heart's desire, what's going on, where I'm at, what I'm going through. We have that. You and me have that as believers. We can sit at his feet, and that's great. And we can trust his hand at work. So sometimes we just need that default to be able to go back to that Christianity 101. Yeah, we know these things, and we're learning all about God, and these are great things. But sometimes life just deals blows, and it's hard, and we're struggling and everything, and we just need to get back to the basics. God loves me, and he wants the best for me in my life. So, you know, that's important to be able to do that and go back to that and just sit at his feet and just let him love us and love on him. And so, you know, the whole thing about trust is that, you know, I know we've all done, all of us who are parents, adults that have kids, you know, we tell our kids and go, well, go out and do this or don't do that or so, you know, and they say, well, why not? And it's like, because I said so. I'm not going to tell you. I don't have to explain everything to you. And sometimes, well, why? I want to know why. And it's like, don't we do the same thing to God sometimes? We do the same thing. God, why? Why is this happening? Why are you doing this, God? And we're just like kids that ask us. We know why. We know absolutely why we're telling them, do not do this. Do not play ball out in the street or out in the yard. It might go out in the street and get run over by a car. But we don't explain that to them every time. We can, but after a while, let's face it, it gets challenging. But we know why, and sometimes we tell them, you just need to trust me. You just need to trust that I have your best interest in mind. I'm telling you that don't do that. And I'm your father, and I want the best for you. And the children, you know, and sometimes they really do. They kick it and say, yeah, okay, I believe that. I get it. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go in the backyard and play. So, you know, we have to be careful that we're not challenging God all the time. And there's, why, God? Why does this happen? We have to get to that point in our life and our relationship where we can just totally trust in God and sit at his feet and just let him love us. Because there's going to be times, and you know, most all of us have been through them, where life is challenging and it can be hard, and we need to be able to trust in our Father who has our best interest in mind. So we say, you know, I said so. God's saying the same thing, because I said so. You know, God's word tells us exactly what we need to do and how we need to live our lives. We don't need to question God. I love Oswald Chambers. You know, he says that we need to recklessly abandon to God and totally put our trust in him. Because you know why? Because God is trustworthy. That's why. We can totally trust him completely with our lives and know that he has our best interest in mind. So we have to make sure that we're doing our part, and we can totally put our trust in him, and he will make a way for us. You know, that's what God does. He goes before us, prepares a way. And another thing trust means is to relinquish, to voluntarily cease or give up. Wow, that's pretty powerful. Give up. What do we give up? We give up control. Because you know what? I like to control my life. I like to be in control. No, I got this, God. I got this. I want to be in control. But trusting means that we have to relinquish. We have to relinquish that control. And we have to trust that God has my best interest again in mind, and that he's going to do his will for my life. And I don't know what that is. I don't have all the answers, but God does. And that's why we can go to him and we can relinquish that control. Because, man, I tell you, I have a hard time with that. I'm a control person, so it makes it hard. But if we will trust God, it definitely pays off in the long run, for sure. You know, trust in the Lord, he says, trust in the Lord. We can have trust in a lot of things, and we do. We trust in a lot of things. We trust that when we're driving our car, we put on the brakes, that it's going to stop, right? That's trust. But this is talking about trusting in God and God's character, because it's about God. This life is about God. It's about me learning that. You see, when we became believers, when we first became Christians, we're born again, and we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. We're alive unto the Spirit. But what are we? We're babes. We're babes in Christ. We don't know anything. We have to live and learn these things. And God brings us along, and he gives us milk, and he feeds us, and he takes care of us, and he watches over us, and he does all these things while we learn, because we're a babe again. You know, just like Nicodemus said, well, how can I be born again? And how? Well, this doesn't make any sense, but you're born of the Spirit, and you're made alive into the Spirit, but we're new to this. All these things are new to us, and we have to learn these things, and we have to trust God, and we have to walk with God, and he teaches, and he's so patient with us. Man, he's patient with me, and I don't know how, but that's the character of God. Somehow, he is patient with me, and that's amazing. That's a miracle in and of itself, let me tell you. But he is, and he brings us along as his children, as little children, and he teaches us, and he trains us through life, and he walks with us. He doesn't just say, well, do this, okay, and then at the end we're going to see how you did. No, he walks through life with us, and he teaches us, and he guides us. He gives us the Holy Spirit to comfort us and to lead us into all truth, and we can trust in him, and he guides us, and he all the time he's conforming us to the image of his son, you know, and that's what's so great. He wants us to look like Jesus. That's the goal in the end. I want to look like Jesus, like who he is, and that's what it's about. So I have a few verses. He says, we'll go on. It says, but lean not on your own understanding. This is kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit, about understanding, because, you know, God doesn't always give us the luxury of understanding everything. And there's a reason for that. Just like we're talking about, we tell our kids, hey, you don't need to understand this. You just do what I'm telling you to do. We do that with our kids. But when it comes to God, we have this disconnect that, well, I don't understand God. I need to know this. I want to know God, you know. But it's no different than we tell our kids to trust us, but yet we turn around and we can't trust God because we don't understand what God's doing, what God's trying to bring about his will for my life. But then it goes back to what we're saying. It goes back to trusting God's character. That's the beauty of it. We know who God is through his word, that he is a trustworthy father that we can trust in, and that we can put our faith, hope, and trust in completely, and know that he is going to do what he does. One of the verses, what I believe the Bible says, Matthew 11:25, at that time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. You see, the reason that we understand God's word is that truth is revealed by the Holy Spirit. That's why we understand. God, the Holy Spirit, reveals these truths to us. And that goes back to Proverbs about leaning on our understanding, you know. We have to lean on God's understanding. God has the whole picture. We don't. We can look at our future and say, I don't know what tomorrow, next week, next year holds. I don't even know what today holds. But God does. And that's what's great about it, that we can trust in him and know that he will lead us and guide us down this path of life that we're on, and he has our best interests. And so that's part of the good news, that God is revealing the truth to us so we can understand through the power of the Holy Spirit and not our own understanding. Because how many times have I done things that I thought that I understood? I thought, yeah, this is the way this is going to turn out. Not so much, you know. I know you've all been there and had those times where you were so sure that if I do this and I'm going to do this and that's the way this is going to turn out. And it's like, oh boy, boy was I wrong. It just did not turn out that way because I'm not God. I don't understand everything. I can't see the future. I don't know these things, but God does. And that's what's great about it, that we can be able to just put that trust in him and not understanding, not our understanding, but his understanding, and allowing him to lead and guide and direct us. And like you say, this is simple stuff we all know, but sometimes we just need to hear it again. And we just need to, push the world away and sit down at God's feet and say, okay, God, what do you have for me? What are you trying to teach me? Okay, Matthew 16 says, he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Man's understanding is not God's understanding. We do not understand. But God, the Holy Spirit, God gives us Holy Spirit so we can understand the mysteries of God. These things that God tells us in his word that we can't, our natural mind cannot understand these. But God reveals them to us as he sees fit for us. And so that's where it comes back to trust again, that I have to trust God that, he's going to lead me. And everybody's in a different place in their walk of life. Some people are really, deep into God's word, and other people are new believers and everything. And God is leading and guiding, directing us right where we are. And that's the beauty of it, that he can do that. And that spiritual truth comes from God and only God, because the natural man cannot understand those things. So another scripture is 1 Corinthians 3, 1-3. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh and infants in Christ. I fed you with milk and not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And now you're not ready yet. There's going to be times where, we have to go back to that milk, because it's just, life can be just so overwhelming and again, not understanding what's going on and what is God trying to do? What is he trying to accomplish in my life? And so we kind of go back to that, baby stage, but in a sense, it's not really, because we're learning that we're trusting God and we're stepping out in faith. And that's what it involves. We have to step out in faith because God's going to call you out. That's what he does, because he's conforming us to the image of his son. And that's a process. It's a lifelong process. And so, at times, like I say, we have to go that default, go back to the Christianity 101. Man, God, this stuff that I'm going through right now is just so heavy, The only thing I know right now is that you're still on the throne. And sometimes we do that. And sometimes, we need to go back to that. And God says, okay, come on. He takes me by the hand and he walks with us. And he says, okay, let's go to the next thing and go to the next thing. Because that's the kind of father he is. That's the kind of God that he is. That's how much he loves us. Instead of, like we would do, say, well, forget it, man. I'm tired of trying to teach you and train you, and you're not getting it. But God doesn't do that. You know, isn't that great that he's not that way? But he cares and loves us. And he proves it every day by leading and guiding and directing, being patient with us and taking us by the hand and knowing that we are but dust. He understands that. And so he comes along and he takes our hand again and he picks us up and we journey on again with him. So, you know, really, and if you're going to trust God, God's going to put you to the test, and he does. And we go through things God allows in our life to test us. And because your faith is something that has to be stretched, and it's growing, and it's constantly being that. And God's constantly putting us to that test to get us to that next level where we need to go. And again, everybody's at a different level in their life. But God's calling each one, every one of us where we are to go deeper into relationship with himself and trust him more and more each and every day. And it's a challenge. And, you know, especially in these times that we're living in now, it can be a challenge just going through life every day. And it is, you know. But God allows testing in our lives to conform us to the image of his son, once again, to strengthen our faith and our walk with him. And because he loves us, because someday when this is all over and we get to stand before him, Jesus is going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He goes on, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will straighten your paths. And does it say in some of our ways? And, you know, we do that so much. In some ways, yeah, I'll give you this, Lord. I'll give you this and this, but not so much over here. In some of my ways, I'll acknowledge God, but not in all my ways. Because it's just too hard, God. You don't get it. You don't understand how hard this life is. You just, he gets it. Trust me, he gets it. One of the reasons Jesus came was to show us that, hey, I'm not unsympathetic toward your plight. I've been through there, been there, done that myself. He proved that out. He came and lived and walked and lived a sinless life. I can't even hardly get beyond that. Jesus lived a sinless life. Oh my goodness. Man, you don't even want to know my life. All the mistakes and times I've failed. And I think, Jesus, how did you do that? How could you possibly live? But he did. And he's the spotless Lamb of God. And he did it for us so that we are found sinless when we stand before God because of the blood of the Lamb that washes our sin away. You know the old song, what can wash my sin away? Nothing but the blood of the Lamb. And man, that is awesome. This perfect Lamb that was sacrificed. And so we have every reason to trust God. God is trustworthy, and he loves us, obviously. He gave his son. What more can I do? You know, what more do I have to do to prove my love than give my son for you? And he has proved that again and again. And so it says that, you know, in all your ways, acknowledge him, you know, because it's about God. And anytime people come and they start talking about, well, you know, this is God's going to do this for you and do this for you. And that's great, and God can and everything. But, you know, God wants to get us to a place where we're beyond that. We're to the point where, you know what, it's not about what God can do for me. It's about what I can do for God. Because it is about him. And that's what's important, to get us to that place where we trust him completely with our life. When we don't understand the things that life deals us, I don't, God, I don't understand this, but I know that I can trust your hand completely, and I'm going to go and I'm going to keep moving forward because of you, God, because I know that if I put my trust in you, you'll never let me down. And again, we don't always have the luxury of understanding everything. We just don't get that. But, you know, God takes us by the hand and he tries to lead us through these things, these hard times, if we'll let him. But we have to let him do that. And so he's the one. He will lead us through. He will make our path straight. And it's like, what does that mean to make our path straight? And I thought about that a little bit. And there's a lot of things that we could look at when it comes to that. But first of all, he's the one who's doing it. He's the one doing the work in our life, not me. I'm not doing it. It's all God. And so we just have to trust him and allow that he will make our path straight. And, you know, I was thinking about, what does our path look like? What is that? And I think of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all these things. You know, that's what our life should look like. That's what our path should look like. God is leading us on a path that looks like that, that we will look like those things, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, we will be that example to the world, the straight and narrow path. And so it goes back to trusting him that he will do that work in me, and that I can walk that narrow path, that I can be, that I can love my enemies, which is incomprehensible, but Jesus did that, that I can be patient, I can be kind to my neighbors. I can do these things because Christ can do them through me if I will trust him to do that. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all these things that the natural man doesn't have. We don't have that naturally. God allows us. God teaches us and trains us. As a baby on up, he leads us through life and teaches us these things so that at the end, ultimate, we come out trusting him completely, 100%, and ultimately looking like Jesus. So again, trust, assured reliance, trust in God, assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Assured reliance in God. God's character, God's ability to be able to do, God's strength. We can trust in God's strength. And the truth, God, the Son, Jesus Christ, is truth. He doesn't just tell the truth. He is truth. Just like God is love. He doesn't just love. He is love. Can I comprehend that? Do I understand all these things? Sometimes we have, God lets us understand as he reveals those truths to us. And sometimes we have an understanding of these things. I have an understanding of it, but do I fully, totally understand? Not so much, because I'm a work in progress. God is continuously leading, guiding, and directing me. And so we're learning each and every day to trust him more and more. As he reveals these truths to our lives, we trust him more and more. So, and it says one more thing, one in which our confidence is placed in, dependence on. Are we dependent on God today? Do we hope? Is he our hope? Or is there things in the world that we're putting our hope in? Because, man, I don't see anything in this world. There's nothing in this world to put our hope in or our confidence in. Something we can put our confidence in this world? I don't see it. It's just not there. But praise be to God. We have him as believers. We can put our faith, hope, trust, and confidence in God and know that His will be done in our lives, and we will come out the other end looking like Jesus. That's basically all I have, so let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that we're able to just come before you and as the body of Christ, as believers, as just loving each other and learning and gleaning from your word, God. Learning about who you are and how we need to trust you each and every day and how we don't understand life. Life can be complicated and life can be so full that it just seems overwhelming at times, God. But we know that our default is that when we don't understand, we trust. When we don't understand, we trust. That's our default, God. That's what you want us to do. We pray, God, that you help us to be able to do that. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you lead, guide, and direct us each and every day and make us more like you, Father. Help us to trust you more and more each and every day, God, as we seek you through your word and through prayer and pushing the world aside and all the clamor of the world and the things that would call for us, but you are calling us to, God. You're calling us to yourself, to trust you, God, especially when we don't understand, God. And so we do that today, God. We surrender to you. We surrender our life to you, God. We place it in your hands, and we trust you, God, that you will do what is best for us, God, even though we don't understand. Thank you for it. We love you and ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.